A new report from the Congressional Research Service looks at the extensive network of terrorists associated with exiled Saudi militant Osama bin Laden. The study was completed before this week's attacks. The author, Kenneth Katzman, says bin Laden funds terrorism around the world with his vast personal wealth.
The figure everybody is using is about $300 million, which is a figure that was derived on the approximate value of the bin Laden construction group at the time of his father's death, divided by the number of brothers.
His father was a contractor in Saudi Arabia?
His father started the bin Laden construction group, which is now a huge, I think it's the biggest construction firm in Saudi Arabia, maybe even in the Middle East.
So Osama bin Laden would have had an inheritance from his father.
He had an inheritance, and our understanding is that he cashed out, basically, when he started his Islamic activities in the Afghan War in the early 80s, mid-80s. He essentially cashed out, and he sort of separated from the family a little bit, because he went in a different direction than his brothers were going.
He takes that money, he goes to Afghanistan to fight off the Russians?
Well, what he was doing in Afghanistan really was, he started out giving pensions to widows and orphans and humanitarian aid to the widows and orphans of the Arab volunteers who were fighting the Russians, the Soviets. And then he started recruiting more Arab volunteers to come fight the Soviet occupation, and this is how he built up his following, which is now essentially Al-Qaeda. It's those veterans of that struggle against the Soviet Union.
Now, can you define, we've heard this term quite a bit this week, Al-Qaeda, A-L-Q-A-E-D-A. What does it mean?
A-I-D-A.
A-I-D-A. What does that mean?
Al-Qaeda means the base. It's a successor group. It's an umbrella group. It started out as Maktab al-Khidma, which is services office in Arabic. It was essentially started, the Maktab al-Khidma was a recruiting organization to recruit these Arab volunteers. When bin Laden then turned against the United States because the U.S. went to Saudi Arabia to fight Saddam, he turned it into what is now Al-Qaeda, and he made it into a group that was going to fight U.S. forces, trying to get them out of Saudi Arabia.
When you start drawing lines of connection between Osama bin Laden and his money and Al-Qaeda, how far can you spread that sort of spider's web of terrorism to how many countries?
Well, it's impossible to know. My suspicion is that there are at least some Al-Qaeda sympathizers or activists in almost every country. In my report, I listed specifically those countries where arrests of Al-Qaeda members have been reported or where plots have actually gone forward. I came up with 34.
Including the United States?
Yes, sir.
So there would be some fundraising activity here in the U.S.?
Well, the Treasury Department, as I cite in the report, the Treasury Department has not located or impounded any bin Laden assets. So that doesn't mean there aren't any. It just means that none have been found here in the U.S. I suspect he does not have money here in the United States.
Mr. Katzman, thank you for your time, sir.
Sure.
Kenneth Katzman is a Middle East expert for the Congressional Research Service.